SBS Audio is supported by advertising.
We interrupt this ad break to bring you a public kindness announcement. Give them a seat. Will the real kind Katies, Amys and Jamies please stand up? Don't get us wrong, we're all for giving the sticks a rest, but she's packing a whole human being in there, which according to her pregnancy app, has grown from the size of a mango to a watermelon overnight. So go on, get your peach up off the bus seat for our Prego peeps. Log your act of kindness at kindnessfactory.com and use the hashtag OneSmallAct.
Authorised by the Kindness Factory, Canberra.
In this bulletin, a First Nations student to walk 6,000 kilometres to raise funds for the Indigenous Literacy Foundation. Deep-seated cultural issues in the Defence Force, according to an inquiry into veteran suicides. And in NRL, the fallout from an alleged racial slur against the Broncos' Ezra Mam continues. Indigenous University student Bailey Myers has started a 6,000-kilometre walk from Perth in Western Australia to his hometown of Newcastle in New South Wales. The Wurrumbai man, who is studying engineering, has decided to undertake a coast-to-coast trek to raise funds for the Indigenous Literacy Foundation. He says while he has done some 100-kilometre walks in the past, he has never done anything on this scale, which he expects to take at least 6 months. All his gear and supplies will be stored in a three-wheel push cart for the journey. In preparation, he spoke with the first woman to walk all 17,000 kilometres around Australia, Terra Rome. Bailey Myers told NITV News he wanted to do something to inspire others and also to highlight the importance of literacy and education.
I would really implore every Australian to understand that courage is the first step in just any significant action in life. It's Robin Davidson who also said that the courage to take that first step is the most significant courage you'll ever need. Everything from then on is just going through the motions. So I really would just encourage everyone to really take action in their lives where they can and really try to act on their lives in some way to live it how they really want to live.
Australian Defence Force's greatest enemy lies within itself, says the chair of a Royal Commission which has found the military faces deep-rooted cultural issues. Opening the final public hearings block of the Royal Commission into Defence and Veteran Suicide, Chair Nick Caldas has urged cooperation and accountability to address systemic challenges. Mr. Caldas says the inquiry has consistently sought not to undermine Australia's defence capability or disrespect its proud military history. The Commission has previously expressed its frustration at the slow response from Commonwealth agencies to requests for information, as well as claims of confidentiality, parliamentary privilege and public interest immunity. The final report was originally due in mid-June, but a three-month deadline extension was granted and will now be handed down in early September. Boosting economic ties, regional security, climate change and clean energy are top of the agenda of the ASEAN-Australia Special Summit in Melbourne. Regional leaders attending the Association of Southeast Asian Nations Summit will hold bilateral meetings on top of a packed program of panels and discussions across 3 days. Deputy Prime Minister Richard Marles has told ABC Breakfast, regional security is key to Australia's prosperity. It's the first time since 2018 Australia has hosted the ASEAN summit. Assistant Minister for the Republic, Matt Thistlethwaite, says he's keen to welcome King Charles to Australia, arguing the issue of independence is not about the royal family. The federal government has confirmed it is speaking with states and territories about a possible royal visit to take place later this year. Mr. Thistlethwaite is the first MP to be appointed as an assistant minister for a republic and is responsible for initial work on constitutional reform needed for Australia to become a republic.
And we certainly welcome the King coming to Australia. I've always said that the issue of Australia becoming a republic has got nothing to do with the royal family, really. It's about Australians deciding our own future and recognising our independence and maturity.
Plans for the King's visit to Australia since taking the throne had been in doubt after his cancer diagnosis earlier this year. New South Wales Police could consider installing GPS trackers on all firearms following allegations a serving officer murdered a Sydney couple. Police officer Bo Lemar Condon is in custody, charged with murdering Jess Bade and Luke Davis in Sydney and disposing of their bodies 200 kilometres away in Goulburn. Investigators allege the 28-year-old used a police-issued firearm to kill the couple. Premier Chris Minns says Victoria Police Commissioner Shane Patton will conduct an independent inquiry into New South Wales Police policies and procedures. Mr. Minns has told Channel 9 he will consider all recommendations, including possibilities like installing GPS trackers on firearms. Prime Minister Anthony Albanese says the Dunkley by-election proves Australians aren't interested in negative campaigns. Liberal MP Susan Lee has been criticised for posting an inflammatory tweet ahead of the polls, which read, "If you do not want to see Australian women being assaulted by foreign criminals, vote against Labor." Mr. Albanese told 5AA Radio that the community isn't interested in that kind of rhetoric.
"We don't want that sort of stuff in Australia, and it was rejected by the voters of Dunkley, and our vote went up, which is remarkable during a by-election. But we know there's more work to be done. We're concentrating on cost of living measures each and every day and on getting things right."
Labor candidate Jodie Bellew won the Victorian electorate at Saturday's by-election, despite Labor recording a 3.6% swing against it at the poll. Officials involved in ceasefire negotiations between Hamas and Israel say there is still hope of reaching an agreement before Ramadan, despite Israel boycotting the talks. Israeli media are reporting no delegation was dispatched to Cairo after Hamas reportedly failed to meet demands to release the names of hostages still alive. A Hamas delegation arrived in Cairo for the talks, which had been billed as the final hurdle before a six-week pause in fighting. Turkey's Foreign Minister Hakan Fidan is involved in the negotiations and says he believes an agreement can still be reached before Ramadan, which begins next weekend.
"I can say that our current talks, especially the ongoing ceasefire talks between the parties on the Gaza issue, are continuing through mediators. While my relevant colleagues were here, we talked in depth with them. In other words, what are the parts that are failing? What are the parts that are not understood? On which issues is progress made and which ones it isn't?"
Back home, two Russian nationals have been charged with money laundering after more than $2.3 million in cash and cryptocurrency was seized on the Gold Coast. Australian Federal Police said a man and a woman in their 40s laundered money through hundreds of cash deposits at bank branches and ATMs across New South Wales, Queensland, Victoria and South Australia in 2022. The deposits were allegedly kept below $10,000 in a bid to avoid detection by authorities. The AFP says a search of a Hope Island property and a solicitor's office on the Gold Coast found $1.95 million in cash and $425,000 in cryptocurrency last December. And to sport, in the NRL, Ezra Mam has filed a complaint to match officials after allegedly being called a monkey on the field by rival Spencer Lenio in the NRL's Las Vegas opening round. Mam, of Kukuyalanji and Torres Strait Islander descent, left the field for the locker rooms immediately after the 2010 defeat. Broncos coach Kevin Walters says Mam has been strongly affected by the incident.
"Yeah, he's pretty upset in there, but we'll leave that in the hands of the NRL to police and adjudicate on. But we certainly don't. We support Ezra and our player, and he's adamant that. But yeah, we'll leave it with the NRL. They're looking at it, so I won't make any more comment on it, except that we're supporting our player, and rightly so."
The NRL has since confirmed they are reviewing the matter, which could lead to Lenio being sent straight to the judiciary on return to Australia if charged. Rachel Mitchell has also demanded the NRL take action, posting a statement of support on Instagram. And now having a look at the weather around the country, Broome cloudy 32, Perth also cloudy 27, Adelaide mostly sunny 29, Melbourne partly cloudy 22, Hobart clouds clearing 20, Albury Wodonga sunny 27, Canberra partly cloudy 23, Wollongong cloudy 21, Sydney similar conditions, a drop of 24, Newcastle early shower or 2, 23, Brisbane showers 30, Townsville scattered thunderstorms 31 degrees, Cairns showers 32, Alice Springs mostly cloudy 34, Darwin showers and a possible storm 32, and the Torres Strait Islands a partly cloudy day and a top of 34 degrees. And that is NITV Radio News.
SBS is Australia's most trusted multilingual broadcaster. Our listeners are loyal, highly engaged, and have supported countless local businesses. We offer advertising packages for businesses of all sizes. Our experienced sales team will guide you through the process of owning a great campaign. Bring your own ad or have our production team make you something in one of our 68 languages. Start the conversation with your new audience today. Email sales@sbs.com.au.